Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP. Leading off today, over the last year, rumors have suggested that Apple is working on a brand new design for the Apple Watch, referred to as the Apple Watch X. Given that the Apple Watch turns 10 in 2024, it was believed that the Series 10 coming this year would introduce this new design. But the latest reports about the future of the Apple Watch have thrown cold water on those hoping for a more significant change this year. A Bloomberg report last year said the Apple Watch X would be the biggest overhaul yet of the Apple Watch design. Rumors suggested that the new design will make the product thinner and introduce a new magnetic band system that could end up breaking compatibility with current watch bands. Last week, we talked about leaked schematics that revealed the new design might not be as radical as the first rumor suggested, with those schematics showing an Apple Watch with largely the same form factor that we have now, just bigger. Analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said the Series 10 will increase from 41mm and 45mm to 45mm and 49mm. Now, to add more fuel to the fire, Bloomberg says that this year's Apple Watch refresh will still resemble the Series 4 that launched in 2018. This suggests that even though the sizing of this year's Apple Watch Series 10 might change, the overall design and design language will stay the same. Bloomberg also says the third generation Apple Watch Ultra will have roughly the same look as it does today. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that the major Apple Watch redesign is canceled altogether. Multiple reports said that the design is more complex and could ultimately face production challenges, so it could be that Apple is ironing out those challenges and planning to launch a more radical Apple Watch redesign next year. But for now, it seems like the Apple Watch Series 10 coming in September won't be as exciting as we had hoped. In other news today, Apple is now classifying three iconic products as vintage. The company has updated its list of vintage and obsolete products to include the iPhone X, the first generation AirPods, and the original HomePod as vintage products. Apple products are considered vintage when Apple stopped distributing them for sale more than 5 years ago, but less than 7 years ago. After vintage, products are then considered obsolete when Apple stopped distributing them for sale more than 7 years ago. Vintage Apple products, like the iPhone X, AirPods, and HomePod, are still eligible for repairs, but repairs are based on parts availability. A product loses all hardware service when it becomes obsolete, again, which happens when Apple stopped distributing it for sale more than 7 years ago. AirPods were first announced in September 2016 alongside the iPhone 7, which was the first iPhone without a headphone jack. The HomePod was announced at WWDC 2017, but wasn't released until February of 2018 due to last-minute delays. It was subsequently discontinued in March of 2021, before being revived with a new model in January of 2023. Finally, the iPhone X marked a lot of firsts for Apple. It was the first major redesign to the iPhone, dropping the home button in favor of an edge-to-edge screen with Face ID. It was the first iPhone to feature an OLED display, and it was the first iPhone to start at $1,000. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and their new Connect Pro, the world's first magnetic cable that features a built-in power reader showcasing real-time power output in watts on an LED screen. The Connect Pro supports up to 100 watts to charge an extensive array of devices, including USB laptops, phones, tablets, and more. It also supports full 27-watt Apple fast charging support for Lightning devices, and with interchangeable tips, you only need one cable to charge all of your USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB devices. There's a built-in LED indicator that turns on when your device has been connected and is successfully charging. And with a built-in magnetic design, you don't have to worry about tripping over your cable and sending your laptop or phone flying across the room. Hit the link in the show notes to learn more about the Charge ASAP Connect Pro, and my thanks to Charge ASAP for their support of the show. Running out today, the special EU App Store rules were rolled out earlier this year in response to the Digital Markets Act that forced Apple to open the iPhone software ecosystem to include alternatives to the App Store. So far, not many have taken up this opportunity, in part because of the hefty associated fees and compliance requirements enforced by Apple. But with that said, Epic Games might be about to make a big splash. The company says that it has submitted both the game Fortnite and the broader Epic Games Store to Apple for notarization as they near a launch. The backstory here, of course, is that Fortnite was kicked out of the App Store in August 2020, with Epic Games having snuck a way to buy V-Bucks into the app without using Apple's in-app purchase system, a breach of App Store rules. Apple pulled Fortnite from iOS entirely and banned Epic Games from the App Store. There was no path back for Epic Games to iOS until the European Union's Digital Markets Act legislation, which Epic had campaigned strongly for and wants to see similar rules adopted by the US and other regions. Using the new rules enabled by the DMA, Epic says that it is currently planning to launch the Fortnite game and Epic Game Store on iOS in the EU within the next couple of months. In accordance with Apple's policy, Epic must first have its app notarized, which includes a human review process by Apple. It can take months for this notarization process to complete. Once approved, these apps must pay the core technology fee of 50 euro cents per install per year when app downloads exceed 1 million units. App marketplaces like the Epic Games Store also pay this fee on every install of the app marketplace itself, and the free 1 million on-ramp applies only to apps, not the marketplaces themselves. So this means that for a hypothetical EU user downloading Fortnite from the upcoming Epic Games Store, Epic will be subject to the core technology fee twice and have to pay Apple a euro per install every year. Companies including Epic and Spotify have criticized this process and the fees, but at least as of right now, it seems like there's something that Epic Games is willing to put up with if it means Fortnite can come back to the iPhone, at least in the European Union. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.